From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama Thursday assured Germans of America's continuing unity and cooperation with Europe. The U.S. leader chose Germany as the main stop in his final overseas tour as president. Mr. Obama made his remarks during a news conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin.
Our alliance with our NATO partners has been a cornerstone of U.S. foreign policy for nearly 70 years, in good times and in bad, and through presidents of both parties, because the United States has a fundamental interest in Europe's stability and security.
Mr. Obama called on his successor, Donald Trump, to stand up to Russia while seeking areas of cooperation. Trump, meanwhile, met Thursday with key advisors and candidates for top jobs in his upcoming administration. Trump planned meetings with former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and Florida Governor Rick Scott. Trump met in New York with his first foreign visitor, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Abe and other leaders from Asia are concerned about Trump's call for allies to pay more for U.S. military protection. They are also concerned about his opposition to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The president-elect's transition team has submitted paperwork that will allow them to get briefings from the White House. Meanwhile, a Pentagon official says the transition team has contacted the Defense Department and hopes to begin to plan future meetings on Friday. One source quoted in U.S. media says Donald Trump plans to meet this weekend with former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney for what was called a healing meeting. Romney was an outspoken opponent of Trump during the recent political campaign. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is in line to fill what could possibly be some important spots in the new administration. This is VOA News. The head of the U.S. Central Bank says an improving economy could lead to an interest rate hike.
At our meeting earlier this month, the committee judged that the case for an increase in the target range had continued to strengthen, and that such an increase could well become appropriate relatively soon.
Speaking to a key congressional committee Thursday, Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen said any interest rate increases are likely to be gradual. U.S. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper told a congressional panel Thursday that he has submitted his resignation.
I submitted my letter of resignation last night, which felt pretty good. I got 64 days left, and I think I'd have a hard time with my wife, anything past that.
Clapper will stay on until the end of the Obama administration. Mozambique media report 73 people were killed Thursday when a fuel truck exploded as residents gathered around to buy fuel from the driver. More than 100 people were injured. Charred bodies of the victims were scattered about the site in the town of Chafrizanga in Tete province. The cause of the explosion was not immediately clear. Authorities in Pakistan say they have captured a group of 8 people operating a recruitment cell for the Islamic State group. Counterterrorism forces in an overnight operation arrested the men in Lahore. An official statement Thursday said authorities also seized mobile phones, laptops, and IS propaganda material. Kosovo authorities say they have averted attacks by the Islamic State group. Police say they arrested 19 people in Kosovo and 6 more in Albania and Macedonia who were planning the attacks. One of the attacks was believed to have targeted the Israeli national soccer team, which played a World Cup qualifier in neighboring Albania. Police said in their raids they found weapons, electronic equipment, explosive devices, and extremist religious material. After 2 elected Hong Kong lawmakers took their oaths of office advocating a retreat from the one country, two systems principle that binds them to China, Chinese President Xi Jinping addressed legislators in Beijing, insisting there is only one China. Mr. Xi said the Chinese people oppose efforts to split the country and that the government will not allow any part of its territory to break away. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is vowing to bring to justice and punish a U.S.-based cleric he accuses of plotting the failed July 15th coup attempt in his country. Cleric Fethullah Gulen denies that. Mr. Erdogan spoke Thursday in Pakistan after wide-ranging official talks with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.